Hello, everyone. My name is Miles Moore, and you just tuned into the Moore Media Report.
Stupid Superheroes,
where my guests and I discuss the weirdest, dumbest, and most underwhelming comic book characters. So prepare for a world of mediocrity. In this episode, we shine the spotlight on a superhero like no other. Arm Fall Off Boy, created by Jared Jones and Kurt Swan. This 31st century hero first grazed the pages of Secret Origins Volume 2, Issue 46. Joining me in this episode is Caroline Shipley, my amazing, awesome girlfriend, and Levi Kiekefer, who is also one of my friends. Not my girlfriend, but one of my friends from
Bummer.
College.
Oh, dang.
That'd be down hard.
I thought we were in it together.
Caroline, Levi, how you all doing today? What do you do? What do you like to do? What's your favorite thing
doing
in life?
Doing great. Oh, you know, I just love life. So we are all friends. Obviously, I'm dating Miles, but we're all from the same friend group. We got to know each other in college, and Levi and I are about to finish college, and Miles will be soon after us. But I think we're just vibing. We're excited to be on the show. This is kind of the first time that I'm interacting with, you know, these like superheroes. I'm not really into the comic book scene. So I'm super excited to hear about this guy because he seems quite quirky, to say the least. So what about you, Levi?
So yes, I am obviously not dating Miles, sadly.
Oh, but man. Yep.
As Caroline just said, we all went to college together. And now I'm here to discuss some superheroes and learn a thing or two from the man Miles Moore Media.
So I'm going to go into his origin, his abilities, appearances, and then we'll close the episode out. So first, his origin. He allegedly gained his powers by being careless while holding the anti-gravity metal element 152, which is apparently highly radioactive. I'm not quite sure how radioactive compared to other radioactive things like kryptonite, but this is from the 31st century hero. I don't know. Are you familiar with the 31st century heroes from DC?
Not at all. Mm-mm.
Okay. Because they're really obscure. They're not that obscure and not anymore, but essentially like they're a group of superheroes that formed in the 31st century, obviously, but they were inspired by Superman. And so they're like, let's be a superhero group.
Wow.
I don't know really much about them because they're kind of boring.
Yeah,
and
I was about to say.
Because a lot of bad heroes are from the 31st century for some reason. But no one knows if this is true because the supposed origin of his powers might have just been as a joke by, and I shit you not, Matter Eater Lad in Legionnaires issue 12.
That's the guy who eats everything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, his power is that he can digest and eat anything. But he, instead of calling himself, like, I don't know, Digestion
Mukbang.
Boy. Yeah,
yeah,
or Mukbang Mike or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Mukbang Mike would have been.
Or something like a cool superhero or yeah. Like a Digestion Man or something
or
like that.
Like
he goes,
pun.
My name is Matter Eater Lad.
Legend. So what a legend.
But Arm Fall Off Boy's real name is Floyd Belkin. And despite being known as the Arm Fall Off Boy, his name changed after the Zero Hour event, which was an event that rebooted all the 31st century heroes in the DC universe. Okay. Belkin's new superhero name now, which it got retconned again, just because that's how comics work, was Splitter. But everyone still calls him Arm Fall Off Boy because that's kind
just,
of his ability.
It's catchier. Yeah. Just has that ring to it. Mm-hmm. Splitter makes me think of like Splinter.
Oh yeah, and like, from who's the villain from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Shredder.
Shredder.
Oh, Shredder.
Okay, but
yeah.
Who's the master? Master Splinter.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
It makes me think of that.
Arm Fall Off Boy. Just
now,
that's what he is.
Yep. Arm Fall Off Boy. Wasn't he in the newer Suicide Squad?
He was. Yes. Yeah. I can actually. He appeared in. Where was it? Yeah, he appeared as. In the Suicide Squad, the James Gunn,
yes,
Suicide Squad,
the good one,
as the detachable kid, where he has the same powers, only he can't take his legs off for some reason.
Dang.
He can, as normally, which I'll go into in his abilities, but essentially he can use telekinesis to control his arms,
but just his arms.
You know, it's crazy.
That's literally all he can do.
I feel
that's
like,
so sad.
And then he got like shredded, like shot.
Yeah. Spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler. But it was,
it was the first ten minutes.
Yeah, but it was kind of brutal. Yeah. And I hate to laugh at him, but like, bro, he looked silly. If you haven't seen the scene, please look it up on YouTube.
It wasn't Pete Davidson's character, was it?
No, it was someone else.
But Pete Davidson was there.
But it was so funny because like. The way that they shot that, you would just see like these floating arms flailing.
Yeah.
Just getting shot. And then just him kind of just like cowering in pain in the corner. Like his like rest of his body wasn't getting shot at this point. It was literally just his arms.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Look at and he didn't you know, I would have respected if he had like weapons in those hands.
Like, no, he just said like didn't he like
he just
slap?
Fist fight. Yeah, he was fist fighting with his if I'm remembering correctly. He was just fist fighting with his like detached arms. I'm like, get like a katana or something. Or like machetes. Like literally anything.
I feel
else.
Like he could use that as a good like assassination weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could like choke someone out from afar.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah, yeah. Like, Yeah, missed opportunity there.
Well, his abilities, what Arm Falloff Boy can do is pretty much in the name. He can detach his limbs and then use them as weapons. Mm. However, the problem with this power is that he can only take off one limb at a time, meaning that if the arm he uses is a weapon or is disarmed...
Oh my god.
He is now down an arm with minimal fighting experience and ability. So essentially, he uses this arm that he takes off as a club, and that's all he can do.
Oh my gosh, wait. I didn't even think about it if he didn't have any fighting experience.
Like, no, he has none.
This man's not trained. He's not like Batman who can just like rumble and tumble. He's like, I guess I'll just use this as
like Rick Flag, Colonel Rick Flag from who's the one of the big guys from Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
He has more experience than this guy.
That's such an L. Oh, that sucks, man.
So imagine now you're in this, you're a hero and you got to take out a supervillain. You're screwed. The average police officer has a better chance of taking down supervillains than Arm Falloff Boy. Because, I mean, police officers have clubs too. So like, oh, he can just take off his arm now. But now he has a missing arm.
Yeah.
You know? So like.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing. And also like. Police officers, at least in the United States, have guns also.
Yeah, they have guns. Does he have a gun? Well, he can't use the gun because now his arm's off.
Yeah, and they are at least like moderately trained. This guy just seems like he's just hanging out and he found out that he could just take off his arm and he's like, well, I could do something with this. You know, might as well just beat people with it.
Now, that kind of makes me wonder, does he feel any pain in either arms if he's detaching them?
From what
I'm sure that it doesn't hurt.
I don't think he does. From what I've read.
Why would he be flailing and suicide?
Yeah, imagine he's using
his different. He can't use telekinesis in the comics.
Oh, yeah. Not at all.
It just plops off.
No, it plops off. He has no control where they go.
Oh man!
And he can only do one instead of the two.
He can take off all his limbs
at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like the problem is that like now you're limbless.
No.
And he can't. Yeah, he can't. Like
he's not like Mr.
Mjolnir. Yeah. Like bring him back in. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
he has to go pick him up.
Oh,
I see.
Oh.
I see.
So, oh my gosh, wait, what happens if he has all four off?
So,
yeah, no,
because he can't telekinesis. So
he's just a nugget.
He's just a little nugget.
Yeah, no, it's just like, hey, bro, can you put my limbs on me? What?
Yeah, essentially.
That just seems like he was like a really bad doll that someone played with and just ripped limbs out of.
He's Weird Barbie before Weird Barbie was a thing.
Yeah.
Now, can someone else rip them off from him?
That's,
like, what if I came
I'm
up
wondering.
And just forcefully tugged
like
his arm off?
I haven't seen it happen.
Is it like a conscious thing by him? Like he has to allow it?
I don't know. But I'm pretty sure, like, I bet with enough force, it could absolutely just get ripped off. And then they start beating him with his own limb.
Man, that's rough.
But Arm Falloff Boy has not been the best hero, obviously, that was discussing. He failed to get into the Legion of Superheroes, which is that group that got inspired by Superman, multiple times. Once having him actually physically fall apart due to the stress... due to the stress because of his superpower. So essentially, he got so stressed out during like one of the trials, all his limbs just fell off.
Oh, I feel that poor
That's so
dude.
Adorable, actually.
No, that's so sad. Like, you're not cool enough to be a part of our club, and then he's just like crying in the corner, limbless.
He's just this little nugget, just crying.
You know what? That just like, kind of made me think, like, he's like actually like the kiwi bird, you know? Like, the one that's flightless and doesn't have arms.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of giving kiwi bird. Like, you know how everybody's like, man, I'm so sad for kiwis?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's...
He's just a human kiwi.
Yeah, he's just a little flightless little guy. Aww.
Well,
let's roast him. Get
regardless of being a pretty worthless superhero, our Arm Falloff Boy is actually is a fan favorite. Just because,
I mean,
because of how pathetic he is.
So bad, it's good. It's like The Room.
Yeah.
He's the Room of superheroes.
But if they made a movie about Arm Falloff Boy, what is the plot of this movie, and how are we going to show that Arm Falloff Boy isn't just a worthless pile of garbage?
I mean, is the goal to show that he's not?
How do we best use him in a movie? Maybe.
Oh. I feel like if we went the route that people went, like, with a comedy, like, with Deadpool and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, Deadpool's actually really good. We're not going to get into that. But, like, I think if you went down the comedy route, that could be pretty successful.
Like a James Gunn comedy-esque.
Yeah. If you try to go serious with this.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Or that might turn out accidentally, like, hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it would be, like, more like a cult favorite, but not like a mainstream, like, wow, that was a really good movie.
Maybe here's my idea. So it's Floyd Belkins is a superhero from the Midwest. Why not? Colorado. He's based in Colorado, and
Love
he's
that.
Trying to be this amazing superhero. However, he is consistently failing because he can only take off one limb at a time.
You know, wait, are we doing like comic accurate or
do we want to or do we want to give him like telekinesis?
I kind of want to give him the telekinesis.
Do we want to combine to where he has telekinesis and can take off all his limbs?
Yeah, because I think that we have to give him
like
throw him a
floating
bone.
Nugget.
Yeah, that, yo, hey, that's, that could go somewhere, but.
Yeah, he could, like, chuck his limbs somewhere, and then his body could, like, go after the arms.
Yeah.
He could, like, jump across buildings or something doing that, just. Yeah.
I'd love to see like a side scene too where he's just like getting groceries. Like he's too lazy to go or something, so he's just like,
he sends out his detachable arms to go get groceries.
Yeah, like as long as he like kind of knew the area well enough, he could probably feel around and then
maybe he doesn't fight. Maybe he does fight crime, but we see him like in his daily life.
I just
like,
want to know.
One Punch Man, we go see him like walk around, get groceries, and he just happens to fall into these like major events that are happening.
Yes.
And he somehow saves the day without even knowing it. And
yes.
He stumbles into it.
Yeah, like his full body's like at home, but his arm somehow staved like this whole like bus full of people or something.
Yeah.
That would be, that's the kind of thing that I want to see. Also, I would love it if someone went into depth about like how he figured out that he could do that. Because I would want a fairly fulfilled scene where like we see how he developed the powers and how he figured it out.
We don't even know how he, I mean, like, yeah, they could just remake it because actually no one knows how he got the powers anyway.
I literally want to see that like fleshed out. I think that'd be,
I think it'd also be kind of funny if we just didn't include his origin and just,
oh my god,
this actually, is who would, he is, deal with it.
He was born, it was like quirk. He was born, or this quirk developed and now he can do this. Bam. There we go.
There you go. It just happened. It could happen to you.
It could happen to you.
Remember, kids, do your homework or else your limbs will fall off.
Yeah, but hey, kids, or don't if you want your limbs gone. See, that's a bad message, but...
Well, that's all I've got for this episode. Thank you, Levi and Caroline, for joining me in this segment of
Stupid Superheroes.
Thanks for tuning in to the More Media Report,
Stupid Superheroes.
If you want to stay updated with the latest trends and learn more about dumb comic book heroes, subscribe and follow me on the socials for updates on new episodes and audience outreach. Catch you on the flip side.